If you look at the skull, it's a big cavity and then ends up with a tiny hole at the bottom where the spinal cord goes down your spine. The Chiari 1 patients, usually are teenagers and adults, the very bottom of the brain hangs inside this hole, if you will. So there is a lot of stuff going on in there, and there's compression on the spinal cord and the brain. Now, the second kind of Chiari 2 is something more common. We see that at birth, usually. Children which are born with combination of this descent of the brain in the spinal cord, along with an open spina bifida, which is also called malomeningocele.
What causes that to happen?
We believe that that occurs in the late stage of the development as a fetus before birth. Either there is not enough fluid built, but we also know, though, in some early in children, if you take too much spinal fluid, they can have this condition where the brain descends inside the spinal canal. It is much more severe than the one we see commonly, type 1.
It's not necessarily a common condition, but there are more cases being diagnosed now?
We believe that the number is somewhat in the 1 per 1,000 in the population, so it's not that rare. But now with new MRIs, we can see the brain, we can see the malformation. Before, it was more CAT scan, almost a guessing.
So it wasn't until the symptoms came on that you would know that someone might have had it at all.
Exactly. We only had patients with severe symptoms at that time. Now we can see early stages of the problem.
So you could have symptoms or not have any symptoms at all and still have this condition, or?
I would say more you have symptoms like headache with exertion. We have teenagers playing football or playing sports, and when they really run fast or exert, they can have severe headaches. Unless you have a physician who really knows about this condition, they may just tell you.
It could be any of a number of things.
Yes, yeah. Sir. The answer really is there are symptoms, but unless you really know how to put this together, you may not get to the right diagnosis.
So how do you test or diagnose for this?
I would recommend if a child, a young adult, or even adult, start having symptoms of a severe headache associated with the exertion, like you go in the gym working out, or you start running, jogging, or anything, have bad headaches. If you start having something like a difficulty moving your arms, numbness, tingling, vertigo, like a ringing in your ears, or if you have difficulty like a swallowing, can be back pain, could be leg being like a restless leg syndrome, go talk to your primary care, your physician.
Is it now routine to test for this at childbirth?
No, sir.
Childbirth, should it be?
I would only test children born with the spina bifida. If a child is born with a malformation of the spine, they are routinely tested. For normal children, we don't.
How do you treat it?
The early days, when I began, we were trained to remove the very bottom of the brain to make more room. Then we learned the brain is meant to be the way it is. So now we actually open the base of the skull. We pretty much remove the bone, reshape the skull, so we don't touch the brain. We just give more room for the structure to be in there and not be all cramped together. We just see the patient a couple of times after surgery to make sure they have no complication. Then they go back to their lives, and they can have a completely regular lifestyle. There's not really any limitation in sports or jobs or anything that they can actually do.